Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here. And welcome back to Future Anxiety Fighter, where we tackle those big, scary things that keep us up at night. Today, we're diving into something super important. Mindful communication and conflict resolution. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells around certain people? Like every conversation could potentially turn into a shouting match? You know that feeling when your words get tangled up in frustration and you end up saying things you regret later? Yeah, me too. But here's the good news. Communication doesn't have to be this minefield of awkward silences and passive-aggressive jabs. We can learn to communicate more effectively, even during those tough conversations, and it all starts with mindfulness. Now, I know what you're thinking. Mindfulness? Isn't that just about meditating in a quiet room? Well, not exactly. Mindfulness is about bringing your full attention to the present moment, without judgment. And trust me, that applies to how we talk to each other too. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you become a mindful communication ninja. 1. Active listening. It's not just about waiting your turn. Think of active listening as giving someone your undivided attention. It's about really hearing what they're saying, understanding their perspective, and even reflecting back on what you've heard to make sure you're on the same page. Imagine it like playing a game of telephone, but with intention. You want to ensure the message gets across clearly without any misinterpretations. 2. Emotional intelligence. Know your stuff, and let go of judgment. Being emotionally intelligent means understanding your own emotions and how they influence your communication. It also means being able to recognize and understand the emotions of others. Don't just focus on what someone is saying. Pay attention to their tone, body language, and facial expressions. They're all clues. Remember, it's okay to feel strong emotions, but try not to let them control your communication. Take a deep breath, pause before you speak, and respond thoughtfully. 3. I statements. Own your feelings, and avoid blame games. Ever notice how saying, "you always," or "you never," tends to make things worse? Instead of placing blame on the other person, try using I statements to express your feelings and needs. For example, instead of saying, "you're making me feel stressed," try, "I feel stressed when." This shifts the focus from accusing to understanding. 4. Find common ground. Look for areas of agreement. Even in heated disagreements, there are often areas where you and the other person see eye to eye. Highlight those common goals or values. It can help create a more collaborative atmosphere and remind you that despite your differences, you're both human beings trying to get along. 5. Take breaks when needed. Don't let things boil over. Sometimes, the best thing you can do is step away from the conversation for a while. Take a few deep breaths, go for a walk, or do something else that helps you calm down and clear your head. This prevents things from escalating into a full-blown argument and allows everyone to come back to the conversation with a cooler head. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're having dinner with your partner and there's this unspoken tension in the air. You've both been super stressed lately, deadlines are looming, and maybe you had a disagreement earlier about who forgot to take out the trash. We've all been there. Instead of letting those simmering feelings boil over, try practicing mindful communication. Actively listen to your partner, acknowledge their feelings, even if you don't agree with them. Use I statements to express your own needs and concerns. Find common ground. Maybe you can both agree that a relaxing evening after this hectic week would be nice. And hey, if things start to get heated, take a break, go for a walk together, and come back to the conversation when you're both feeling calmer. Remember, communication is a skill that takes practice. It's not always easy, but by being mindful of our words and actions, we can create more meaningful connections and navigate conflict with grace. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you become a communication master. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder about the power of mindful communication. And hey, if you have any tips or stories of your own, I'd love to hear them. Drop a comment on our social media pages or send us an email. Until next time, keep those anxieties at bay and remember, you've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.